Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Faxon. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the Prophet Bear, where we walk by faith and not by sight. We walk to the place that we've been called to, and the place of the calling is not a place of a position. It is not a place of power, but it is the place where we are called to love God, to serve God, to obey God, to believe God, to be servants of the Most High God, the place that he's called us to dwell and to live with him, the place where we abide, the kabod of God, the place where we learn of God. We are the place that we are exposed to God and everything in the kingdom of God. So we're so grateful that God has called us unto himself and his kingdom and everything that is part of his kingdom. And we learn of him, and as we learn of him, walking by faith and not by sight, in our everyday life, we grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because as we taste and see of God, as we experience God, as we experience God and the Word of God, knowing him in a realm and in an experience or encounter that we never would have unless we've gone through something that calls us to walk by faith in the process of where he's taken us, we would never know the demonstration of God's power, his hand, his blessings, his saving grace, his protection, his revelation, and all the things that he gives and shows to us. We've been studying individuals in the Bible, looking at their life, not seeing them as superhuman Christians, but seeing them as everyday individuals like us. Like the Word of God says, Elijah was a man like unto us. So he wasn't some human Christian, superhuman Christian, but he was a man like us that God chose and he used, and he felt like we felt, he saw like we saw, but yet he still chose to believe and serve God with all of his heart. And so we've been looking at them, seeing their lives, seeing them walk through situations, not always choosing God's way, choosing God's plan, but because God has spoken a word concerning that individual, that person, that family, that generation, that tribe. The Word of God cannot be refuted, cannot be stopped. It will manifest and be only what God says, because God cannot lie, nor can he fail. So when God speaks a thing, it will manifest, it will happen. And regardless of your mistakes or your failures, he covers the multitude of your sins. God's Word is so powerful that it is able to look beyond who you are and still supply the word of need, the word of destiny, the word of purpose. And he does this because he sees us through Jesus. The Word of God lets us know that before the foundations of the earth, that Jesus was already crucified in the mind of God, which means that he saw us. He already saw us and was able to cover us, even in that, whether it was with animal sacrifices in the Old Testament that appeased God for the time being until his son came. God saw us and saw the need of a deliverer, a need for a savior. And so the Word of God came to pass in our lives because God wouldn't allow even the failure of man to stop the word that he had predestined before time. So it is with you. Whatever God has spoken concerning you, it will manifest. It will happen in your life. You will see the demonstration of it. Do not be moved by the circumstance. Don't get weary in well-doing. And today that's what we're going to talk about, getting weary in well-doing. We're going to look at 2 Thessalonians 3 and 13, and it says, "But as for you, brethren, do not grow weary in doing well." Galatians 6 and 9 says, "And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not," if we do not lose heart. And what you have to understand is there are things that come in our lives. Hebrews the 12th chapter and 13th and the third verse also tells us the same thing, but it tells us to look and consider Jesus Christ. It tells us to look at the sufferings of Christ, because we can go through so much or face so many challenges or face hard times that we have never faced in our life before. And there is a part of us that says, give up, let go, don't go any further, but you cannot stop in the place that you're at. You must persevere. You must go on and endure, because that endurance is going to birth something that you never would have received unless you had persevered, had gone to the next level, pushed beyond the place of pain, the place of confusion, the place where it felt as if you were going under, and grab faith. You have to push beyond some things because our flesh wars against the things of the Spirit. Our flesh doesn't want to go through anything. It wants to be appeased. It wants to be satisfied always. It wants to be babied. But God has a way of pushing us to the place of growth and maturity through the things that we face. And in the thing that we're going through, our flesh tells us that we cannot do this. We cannot handle this. But you have to understand that if you don't allow yourself, because it says, let us not grow weary. The place of growing weary is the place where you've allowed something to in your life to now make you feel a certain way, and that feeling is now developing into a feeling that has now tried to make you absorb weariness. That feeling is increasing in size, and it is changing your posture, your attitude, and the development of what God intended for your life to try to make you grow weary in what you're in, to make you think that this is not going to change, to make you believe that God is not faithful and good, that this is going to be the end of your life, that this is going to be the harvest of your life, that this is going to be the portion, that whatever is going on in your family or your body, your business, with your children, your marriage, your loved ones, going on in your finances or your ministry, the enemy tries to make you believe that this is it, this is the last thing. But I'm encouraging you today, do not grow weary. Don't allow something to grow in you that makes you take the posture of weariness. Don't allow even your mind to cause you to feel tired and wore out. Go and gird yourself up in your most holy faith and strength. Go back and get the word of God, because the word of the Lord lets us know that if we want strength, it's in the joy of God. So that means the joy of the Lord is our strength. It is there that we've got to take joy. Take joy in the word of God and the faithfulness of God and the plan of God and the purpose of God. That the fact that he will not fail you and he will not cause you to go under, but he's going to cause you to triumph even in the midst of something that is trying your faith. That which is coming to try your faith is the thing that makes you strong. It's coming to try your overcoming testimony. It's coming to try the place of victory. Coming to try the prayers that you've sent up that you believe God for. It's coming to try your testimony that says you believe that God is well able to do exceedingly abundantly, far above what you ask, think, or even imagine. It is coming to try you. But then what I like about it is it doesn't stop there. The word doesn't stop there, and it's let us not get weary or grow weary. It doesn't stop there. It goes on to the second portion, because the first part lets us know we've got to keep a posture and an attitude of thanksgiving, of rejoicing, of faith that says, I believe God and I won't allow anything to grow in my mind or my heart or my character or my posture that is other than what the word of God says I am and who God is and what he has promised me. I don't allow that doubt or fear to grow, discouragement to grow, sorrow to grow. I will not let self-pity grow, but I'm going to go on. And the place of going on lets me know that I have a future, I have a day, I have a tomorrow that is promising something if I don't faint, if I don't allow hopelessness, if I don't allow the power of the enemy to come and make it look like what I'm hoping for is impossible, if I don't lack the strength, because fainting means I lack the strength. And when you lack strength, you lack courage and confidence in the spirit realm. And the enemy wants to make you lose your courage and your confidence in your God, in your stand, by making you lose strength. When you look at the book of Joshua, the Lord of God tells him many, many times, he says, be courageous and very courageous. It means take on courage, take on strength. Don't allow what you're getting ready to face to frighten you. But you have to understand that in Joshua's day, there was not like it was with us. In David's day, it was not like it was with us now. They faced real giants. They faced real battles. They faced real things that they could see. And we do face battles in the spirit realm. Don't get me wrong, but I'm saying their battles was physical. They could see a physical enemy. They could see a physical problem that was great. great that outnumbered them. Gideon faced the same thing. He had a smaller army, but he had a God that was greater than the army that came against him. Joshua knew that there were the people that he was going to face, the land that he was going in, there was giants in the land. There were giants there, and there were armies greater than him, but he had a God that says, I'm with you, and I'm for you. So even though you see this with your natural eye, go and look again in the spirit realm and grab faith that says, you have already conquered, you've already won, you've already overcome, I've already gone before you. David faced the giant Goliath. But before he faced his Goliath, he had to go through a bear and a lion. So your bear and your lion might be something in the natural realm. It might be finances. It might be disturbance of peace breaking in your home, a marriage that is trying to fail, children that are walking in rebellion and disobedience who will not bow to the authority of God. It could be a business that looks like it's going under or uncertainty on your job. It could be a ministry that looks like it's not growing and everything is not looking like what God said. It could be finances that are going under and you've been giving and you've been sowing and you know this is not your harvest. You're facing a giant. You're facing a bear. You're facing a lion. You're facing a mighty army. But no matter what you're facing, the way that they looked at it and they had a physical thing in their face standing before them, God gave them the word that lets them know, I'm with you, and if I'm with you, I'm more than the whole world against you. If I be the God that came into Genesis and called things that were not and made them come into being, if I was the God that was with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, if I'm the same God that was with Ruth and Esther and Isaiah, if I'm the same God that was with Jacob and I was the same God that's with Job, and I'm the same God that's with Elisha and Elisha, and all throughout the Bible, if you look at me from Genesis to Revelation and see that I am that same God that never changes, that is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, I am the same God. I am the same God that be for you, that has a plan for you, that will bring you out, that will do the miraculous in your life. So don't allow the circumstance, the thing that is trying to testify against your faith, testify against the word of God and the plan of God against your life, don't allow those words to outweigh what God is saying. Put those things under your feet. Grab your most holy faith and go to the place where you rejoice in God, your Savior. Rejoice in your Redeemer. Rejoice in the one who brought you out. Rejoice in the one who has a plan that's greater. Because you have to get a mindset, and this is what God told me. He said, you have to get a mindset like me. You've got to begin to laugh at your enemy. Do not laugh like Abraham or Sarah laughed when God was giving them an impossible situation. Sarah laughed when she heard that she was going to have a child and said, now should I have pleasure? Now that my Lord is old, now that Abraham can't do anything, now that his body's down, and I can't have children because I'm barren. Now you want to give some? She laughed. That's not the kind of laughter I'm talking about. The Word of God says that God laughs at his enemies. You've got to get that kind of laughter in your spirit that says, I'm laughing like my God. I'm laughing at something said, I will exalt myself against and above the knowledge of God. I will come and I will triumph over the Word of God for you. And God laughs because he said, I've been waiting on an enemy that I could defeat to show myself strong. You have to understand something. The Word of God is already settled. Many people see the Bible as just a story. See it as something that we just believe. But God says, I'm going to take what they think is a story and call the modern-day situation and call the power of me to make my name great through you. I have to set up an adversary. I've got to give you a Philistine. I've got to give you a giant. I've got to give you a lion and a bear. I've got to give you something because they don't see me, but they see me in you when you allow the circumstances of your life to show that you've defeated the thing that is against you. And God says, do not grow weary. Don't allow this thing to grow in you the wrong way. Don't allow that weariness to even take root in your life. Don't grow in that attitude. Don't grow in that posture, but grow in the posture of that which is lovely, that which is good, that which shows the faith of what you believe. Grow in that because there is a due season. There's a time when everything is turning in your favor, that everything is coming around, that there's going to produce a harvest that says, my faith did not quit. My faith didn't stop. I believed God in a dark place. And now that the light has come, now that my dawn, my daybreak has come, it has produced something that no one can see. still. I'm possessing something that my faith has won over. The God of my life has given me victory, and there's no weapon that can stop it because God has commanded a harvest in my favor. Do not grow weary in your well-doing. Keep doing what God says. Do it with all of your heart because there is a season that is coming. If you haven't just crossed over into it, there's a season that is coming that's going to make up for everything that you've endured. I pray that you've been blessed. Pray that you have loved this 15-minute empowerment as I have, and that you encourage that next week and this weekend is going to be a dynamite time, and you will see the salvation of the Lord. I'm Pastor Cheryl Faxon. Thank you so much for joining me for Favor Life, the process of there. God bless you, and we'll see you here next week at the same time, if God willing. Be blessed.